Follow Cape Talk on Twitter at Cape Talk.
And a very good morning to you, Barbara Friedman.
Hi, Keno. How are you doing?
Lekker soos 'n cracker, like this. I'm
fine. Yeah, so on a serious note, I mean, anyone who was watching 24-hour news on the sort of CNN and other channels this weekend, I mean, the main story in the news cycle continues to dominate the protests against police brutality in the U.S. after George Floyd was killed by former policeman Derek Chauvin, who has now been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter on Friday. But again, it took them a number of days to charge him. And now, of course, three other police officers who are seen in subsequent videos also kneeling on George Floyd have not been taken into custody. And this is also what is adding to the continuing process, which is now in the sixth night of protests. But I just wanted to say, I don't know, I mean, I am in the media. I hear a lot of criticisms and issues. But I just wanted to say this. There are also amazing videos of peaceful protesting done incredibly in this situation. And yet all you often see on 24-hour news is the looting, the burning, the most sort of newsworthy or eye-catching footage. And I just wanted to say there's a bigger context to the picture. I don't know if you agree with me. You know, there is a wider picture. It's often one block in the city, and that's all you see on TV. And so everybody goes, oh my goodness, they're looting. Oh my God, these looters. You know, but there's so much more to it than that.
Well, there's a friend of mine. I got to read this to you quickly. His name is Ethan Leder. He's a music video director, worked with Mariah Carey. He's like, you know, when it comes to music video direction, he did that Bruno Mars video. He said this to me. He says, hey man, with everything going on in my country, and he's Jewish, by the way, white and Jewish. He says, hey man, with everything going on in my country, and the way black people are treated makes me so angry and sad. I don't know what else, and use WTF there, I'm going to post anymore. But I have decided to reach out to my peeps and my family and let you know I love you and I stand with you forever. And there are lots of good people standing up and going, you know, to heck with this. I don't know if you saw the New York...
I did.
The cars ramming into protesters.
Yeah, into the protesters. And I also just want to say that it's been a very non-racial protest
in a lot of
the cities. So I just want to say that. A lot of people, including Governor of New York, I mean, the mayor of New York, his daughter was arrested in the protest. But I just want to say this, and I don't know if this is, people, Trevor Noah posted, I thought, a very insightful video where he talks about understanding these protests. And I think the issue of the social contract between a government and its people is a very important thing for us to think about. This is not a system that is broken. A lot of people are saying this system was never okay to start with. The way police and other authorities in the U.S. have treated people of color forever, since slavery, has never changed. So this is something that needs to be looked at in a much, much, much deeper way in terms of a social contract. You know, if your authorities aren't protecting the people, then why must the people actually keep quiet?
And why are people turning to violence and blah, blah? I mean, people do so because nobody listens.
Aside from the fact that there were agent provocateurs, which, of course, Trump is now saying were the left wing. But apparently there were actually also right wing groups and white supremacist groups causing trouble. So, you know, I'm not going to say this is exactly what happened, but there's a lot going on in these situations. And it becomes incredibly difficult to report. I think
very frustrating as well.
Okay, and then I'm just going to move on to the top Twitter trend early this morning, which was hashtag tops, because tops has become the generic word in South Africa for a bottle store. It has.
And as the well done on the spa brand.
Well, I was going to say, Twitter loves free advertising. So obviously, as the morning's going on, you know, we're seeing more videos and pictures of queues. Not all bad queues, some fairly socially distanced, but people are queuing for their booze. Make no mistake about it. And then finally, I thought, let's just mention hashtag SpaceX, because amongst everything else that's going on, no one seemed to care too much that a space rocket actually launched on Saturday. And obviously, this is the company founded by Elon Musk, launched the Falcon 9 rocket. Let's just take a listen to liftoff.
Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon, go NASA, go SpaceX, Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
America has launched.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that obviously now it's docked at the International Space Station, but I'm going to finally just say one of the funniest tweets of the weekend was a comedian in America called Andy Milonakis, who has now had 3.6 million likes on his tweet. And this is what he said. Congratulations to the astronauts that left Earth today. Good choice.
Couldn't agree more, especially leaving America. Leaving America. Done to Elon. We can say what we like about him, hey? But here's one person who's defined himself by going against the grain, taking on, you know, the biggest names. He's taken on car companies. He's got a car company valued more than the Ford Motor Company. He's the first person in over a decade to get astronauts from the United States back up in space. There's something to be said for the makeup of Elon Musk. And then the latest stats brought to you by Barbara Friedman.
Right. So not all that that funny, but the world is now seeing over 6 million cases of COVID-19, 372,000 deaths, over 2.7 million recoveries. And here in South Africa, over 32,000 cases. And just to add, that's a jump of 1,716 new cases in the past 24 hours, 40 more deaths recorded in the past day, bringing our total to 683 deaths, and almost 17,000 people have recovered.
Yeah, and, you know, we're opening up, and let's be honest about it, we're opening up this economy, and people are going to die, and people aren't going to get access to ICU. So as much as we celebrate the opening of the economy, I don't know if you've been to a mall lately. I had to over the last weekend, unfortunately. And what I've seen at these malls scare me. Very little accountability when it comes to the people who run these malls. Some people walking around without their masks on, and hundreds of people milling around those corridors. It's really, really scary, Barbara. And then the schools issue, as much as Debbie Schaefer says what she says, that's fine.
The fallout could be...
Yeah, they can't pick up asymptomatic. And the Pediatricians Association also coming out going, kids won't get sick. That's not the point. The point is taking it home and potentially transmitting that to a mother and a father and losing that mother and the father.
So people must stay safe out there.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Great challenge as always, Barbara. Great. That is Barbara Friedman there. With